Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. In this week's parasha, Noah was commanded to bring into the Teva two of every kind of animal that existed in the world to keep the species alive. The Sefer Birkat Avid quotes from studies that were done investigating how many of each kind of species even exists in the world. And it said, there are 10 kosher animals, 5,300 non-kosher animals, 18,000 kinds of reptiles, 9,000 kinds of birds, and hundreds of thousands of insects. As big as the Teva was, it was a mathematical impossibility for all of those animals to have fit on it. Furthermore, Noah and his family were given the job of feeding those animals. Even if every one of them would have spent all of their 24-hour days feeding the animals, they still wouldn't even come close to reaching every animal each day. Moreover, where was all that food stored? Just the elephant alone eats approximately 300 pounds of food a day. Obviously, this must have been accomplished by way of a miracle from Hashem. If that's the case, that Ramban asked, why did Hashem want Noach to build such a big teva, if anyway it wasn't going to fit everything? The Ramban answered, Hashem wanted the miracle to be minimized as much as possible. And then he added, this is the way of all miracles. Man has to do all he can, and then Hashem does the rest. This is how it is with everything we do in life. We go through the motions, doing what we can, and Hashem is the one who gets things done. With this knowledge, if a person ever runs into a situation where it doesn't seem possible for him to accomplish his goal, but he knows it's the right thing to do, his job is to proceed with it, and he can then leave the rest to Hashem. Rabbi Avraham Salem, a mohel in Israel, told the following story about himself. Some years back, on a hot day in the month of Elul, he had many berit milahs scheduled in Netanya and the surrounding areas. The second to last one of the day was scheduled for 7 p.m. in one location, and the last one was in a different location pretty far from there, with sunset being at 7:15, which would mean the mohel would have less than 10 minutes to get there and do that milah. He had no other choice. That was the only possibility for him to get all of them done on that day. While he was driving to that last berit milah, he saw smoke coming from underneath his car and he quickly pulled over. He saw one of his tires was completely flattened. It was too late to first call a taxi. He made a tefillah to Hashem and said, Hashem, please help me get this milah accomplished. It seemed like an impossibility to get there and complete it before sunset. But this rabbi knew he had to put in the effort and Hashem will decide what happens. So he waved down the next car driving by and begged the driver to help him. The driver was apprehensive, not knowing who this man was. The rabbi already started thanking him and got into his car and told him, please just go, I assure you, we are doing holy work, I'll explain on the road. It was about a 5-mile drive to the next place, and there was 9 minutes to go until sunset. The rabbi told the driver, who was not religious, you are Hashem's messenger. I am trying to get a berit milah done by the end of the day. I'm going to say Tehillim now, and you just drive. When they arrived at the address, the rabbi was afraid to look at his watch. The driver told him, you still have more than 4 minutes to go. The rabbi ran into the shul there and was able to finish the milah before sunset. When he came out, he told the driver, you have no idea about how great of a mitzvah you just did. The driver then said, my name is Shimon. If I just did a great mitzvah and you are a rabbi, please give me a beracha that I should get married. I'm 45 and I'm still single. I'm so lonely. The rabbi then put his hands on Shimon's head and gave him a heartfelt beracha. and concluded by saying, Be'ezrat Hashem, I will have the merit to circumcise your firstborn son. The rabbi concluded this story by saying, it was just 1 year later when Shimon called him in tears, telling him that he got married 2 months after that story, and now they had their first baby boy and were hoping he could come do the Brit Milah. That day that the rabbi tried to do all of those Brit Milahs, it seemed like he hit a roadblock and he wasn't going to be able to complete his mission. But he kept going because he knew he just had to make the efforts. And it is Hashem who actually gets things done. Shabbat Shalom.